The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Who have you got on the phone over there, Maggie?
It's Adam Pearson. He's going to talk about his Doctor Who podcast.
Good afternoon, Adam.
Good afternoon.
And how are we this afternoon?
Yes, it's nice to be in the summer,
isn't it?
It's always a bit uplifting in spirits wise, isn't it?
Sometimes. I think so,
yes. It doesn't last very long.
This is true. So you're coming up to your 500th episode of your podcast.
Yes, it's an awful lot of episodes. And
one of my
co-presenters, who is quite pedantic, actually worked out that I think I've actually spent, if I did it end to end, about 3 months recording it over the last...
This podcast is all about Doctor Who, isn't it?
Well, it's supposed to be, yes. that's always been the remit of the show. However, it sometimes drifts off into other subjects.
I'm sure it does, yes. And where are all these people who are part of the podcast? Are they all on the island or are they elsewhere?
Well, obviously, myself and Debbie Melrose, who my co-presenter, one of my co-presenters, is from the island.
Right.
We've got Kirby Bartlett Sloan, who is in Woodstock, I believe. Don't really sort of pay attention to where they actually live, because it's like they're on my doorstep when I'm speaking to them. Mary Lang, who's just moving from Dayton, Ohio, to Chicago. We've got Robert Haynes, who's somewhere in Australia, where... they have bushfires and things.
Right.
And we've got Kirsty Bissett, who is in Florida.
Yeah.
And Ben Shoveler, who is a former radio presenter who lives in Farnborough.
Oh, right.
He's like the creme de la creme.
He's not the furthest away, then?
No, the furthest one away. I reckon Robert's got to be the furthest one in Western Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. And you all, as I would describe it, Doctor Who enthusiasts.
Yes, some of them more than others.
So is it an all serious podcast, or are there amusing moments?
I think the idea was for it to be quite serious, because when I started it 11 years ago, it's actually a little bit yonder that, when I started listening to podcasts, and that all stemmed from my dear friend, Alistair Pearson, who just told me that Doctor Who Online was a really good website, and I went on there to sort of look around the news and stuff like that, and noticed there was a podcast on there, and I didn't know what podcast was, and started playing that podcast presented by our mutual friend Mr. Paul Wilson, and got inspired. So a couple of years later, myself and my daughter Alicia started the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. 20 megabytes because at the time the limit that you could download to your iPhone was 20 megabytes, so we decided to compact it down. It's not been 20 megabytes for a long time, only by name. So that's why we call Paul Wilson the father of the podcast, because if it weren't for him doing Doctor Who, it was a DWO WhoCast, we would never have started our show. Ironically, we've done more episodes than they have now, but...
In your podcast, what is it you talk about, Doctor Who? Is it the episodes or the characters or a bit of everything?
Yeah, a bit of everything. But initially, when we started the show, it was during the Matt Smith era. He just started, so me and my daughter would just talk about the episodes that were on air at the time.
Yeah.
And then when we started getting listeners, we started getting, I should call them fans, I suppose, because they've been with us a long time, I'd get them onto the show because they were a bit more tuned in to Doctor Who than my daughter was, and I was getting very annoyed with her because she'd drift off, and she was like 40, 12, 13 or something at the time, drifting off at 200 subjects. Other listeners found it very funny, but I find it very annoying. So I thought, we got listeners became co-presenters, basically. So Kirby joined a long, long time ago, and he's been the most sort of loyal and reliable co-presenter that we've had during the time. But it's been a ride, but it's turned out just to be we'll talk about we've actually done the journey from start to finish. Well, not finish, but we started at Wim Hartnell and worked away through every single episode. We're currently in the Tennant era, so it's a lot of episodes.
I remember the very first episode.
We both remember the first episode because we were children at the time.
Come on.
I remember
it's
going.
It's very nice, but I was did see it. Yes.
I remember going to school the following Monday, and everybody going, "Wow, what was that?"
Yeah, it was. I joined it. Or my mum told me I used to watch the Troughton era in 1969.
Oh, yes.
So I'm a little bit younger, but I don't remember it until the Pertwee era. That's when I picked it up from there. I wasn't really a fan, though, until about 1982 when I left school and then became a bit of a fanatic. So,
1982, you left school.
I know. The others, especially Kirby, are the very pedantic fanatics. And he's an American. The Americans, are, you know, if they like Doctor Who, they live it, you know.
I understand that. Did you ever get into the spin-off series Torchwood?
Yeah, I've watched all that. Thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed Sarah Jane Adventures even more. I didn't like the last series of Torchwood, to be fair. The one set in America wasn't as good as the Welsh ones. But, yeah, all good stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
So how many fans do you have, do you think, of your podcast?
Oh, I think we've got more fans on the show than we are that listen to it. But the ones that do, you know, follow it religiously, I suppose, are very loyal and appreciate it. And there's a reason why we do the show, you know, because we have these people. We actually do a live stream of me in the studio on a Sunday evening when we record it.
Yeah.
And we have those are the diehard fans that want to sit in for a couple of hours watching me just talking to the others, because they can't see the others. They just see me sat in front of the computer messing around, basically. So we'll try and stay on the subjects of the episode we're reviewing, and we'll just drift off into other subjects, get annoyed by each other, have a bit of banter.
Yeah.
I'd try to get it to be sharp and punchy, but it still ends up being nearly 2 hours an episode. Some people appreciate that, especially people that have 2 hours at the gym, apparently, who like listening to the show while they're at the gym or doing Ron Cardio.
So then you had FantasyCon.
Yeah, FantasyCon was a spin-off because we did a live link-up with a convention in America called Conquer Cerberus for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's great. I get to speak to these people for 5 minutes. But a couple of times we were promised guests, but it didn't come about because their bosses would move them around to other parts of the convention. So it was getting a bit disappointing. So I thought, wow, so why don't we do a Doctor Who convention here?
Yeah.
And then I have free rein on the guests. But
yes.
Then it became, because I loved Island Con so much, became a Doctor Who convention within a convention. So
yes.
It became Fantasy Con.
Yeah.
Out of that. So it was definitely a spin-off of the podcast. Without the podcast, we wouldn't have done Fantasy Con.
So that won't be happening this year, will it?
No, not this year. It's too up in the air. And
yeah, there's too much going on.
Too many things
have
sort of...
Yeah.
Nobody really know what's going on. So until things become a bit normal, it's probably best to let the dust settle a little bit. And then hopefully things can happen a bit further into the future.
Yes.
So how can people find this podcast of yours?
You can Google the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. That's 20 megabyte as in MB rather than the word megabyte, although if you search that, it should still come up.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the website at 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.podbean.com. It's on iTunes as well. I think it's on Spotify.
Yes.
Pretty sure it's on Spotify.
Yeah.
And on other podcast search engines, especially a really good one called the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance, where all the Doctor Who podcasts are.
So do people actually just listen, or can they take part as well?
You can definitely take part. We love people sending in feedback. Audio feedback's great, because that works really well on an audio presentation, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And the more the merrier. I mean, about a third of the show is taken up from reading out feedback and playing feedback and discussing it and stuff like that. And we have a good load of people who write in feedback every week. And Councillor Alan T. Butcher from Bognor Regis, he writes almost like a little ditty every single week, which we're hoping to compile into a book about his reviews of the episodes we've been talking about.
Fabulous.
That's excellent. And so as long as Doctor Who keeps going, you're going to keep going with podcasts?
To a degree.
Oh, that was a diplomatic response.
Yes, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's been a long time, a lot of episodes. It's, I can't say it's going to go on forever,
no,
but I'd like to get to the end of what we're doing now, and that I've worked out is another couple of years at least.
Okay.
So what was that website again?
The website where it lives is the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.podbean.com. No W's in that. Apparently, you just type it in the URL, the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.podbean.com.
Good.
It's all good fun.
And all the episodes are there if you listen right back to number one.
Yeah, that number one that was went out on the 12th of May, 2010.
Oh, wow.
Well, this is a lifetime's work you put in there.
Well done, you.
Feels like it. Certainly a lifetime for my younger daughter.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you very much, Adam. Nice to talk to you. And we'll talk to you again soon, perhaps when we get some news about whether we can have another fantasy con or similar on the island.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank
Wouldn't
you.
It? Yes. We look forward to that.
Great.
Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
And we shall speak to you again soon, no doubt.
Bye for now.
Bye
Absolutely.
For now.
Bye.